It can be awkward to receive gifts, especially if they're gifts you don't really want. The same goes for help. But what if people thought you needed help with everything all the time? What if complete strangers insisted on giving you a hand, whether you wanted it or not? Hadar Copley Woods has had to deal with that for years, since she was diagnosed with MS. Anne Strangechamps talked with her about the challenging task of learning how to refuse and ask for help.
I have a pretty wildly fluctuating condition that causes me to, well, sometimes I walk around with no aid, sometimes I need crutches, and sometimes I need a wheelchair.
I mean, how does it affect you from day to day?
Well, it's definitely real and present in my life. It's been slowly increasingly real and present in my life for about the past 4 years, so I'm relatively new to it. It affects me in that I am most of the time seen as a disabled person by everyone around me.
Did you notice any changes in the way people interact with you when you first started using the crutches and the wheelchair?
Oh, yes. Yes. That is where the unwanted help began.
What do you mean by unwanted help?
Well, if you were to see someone easily and fluidly opening a door and walking through it, you would probably not suddenly panic and say, "I'll get that," run over, fling the door open, and then stand in their way. But if the person was in a wheelchair, you just might. You might find yourself doing that. And that's the sort of unwanted help I mean, either panicking and obstructing a disabled person who's trying to just go through their day, or opening a door perfectly helpfully when the person was capable of doing it themselves. There's so much of being disabled that genuinely makes me feel helpless, that it's very important to me to be able to do the things that I can do. Very often when I'm in the chair, I will have people run over and push the elevator button for me. But sitting in a wheelchair doesn't actually affect your ability to push an elevator button.
So it's people offering to help and thereby patronizing you that you find actually more irritating than people, say, ignoring you or avoiding you?
You know, there's so much about being disabled that involves society's assumptions that you are helpless and that you need to be an object of charity. I've actually had people come up behind me and grab the back of my chair and start pushing without saying a word, which is really shocking and upsetting. Imagine if you were walking upstairs and someone just thought you needed a boost. Pretty much most people who approach me assuming that what defines me is what I cannot do, that's emotionally exhausting.
So what do you do when people make these unwanted offers of help?
It depends on the day, and it depends on the person. There have been several times that people, perhaps elderly people, society treats them as if they are helpless. When one of them wants to open a door for me, I am very often extremely gracious because I know they finally are getting the chance to open a door for someone else. Most of the time, I'm not the kind of crip who's going to lecture a stranger. Most of the time, I grit my teeth and I try to be pleasant.
You don't think that people are sometimes simply trying to be kind and just are being very awkward about it?
You saying that reminds me of a time that I remember with keen regret when I was able-bodied, and I knew myself enough at the time to know that if I were to become disabled, I would really resent strangers constantly helping me when I didn't need it. And I was driving down the street. I still remember exactly what street it was. And there was a man in a manual wheelchair struggling against what had been a very sudden snowstorm. And I saw him and I thought, I don't want to insult him by offering help. And I kept driving. And I wish I could go back to that moment and at least pull over and offer to help.
I wonder, how much are these questions talked about in the disability community? I mean, did anybody ever give you advice about how to respond when a stranger grabs your chair?
This is almost constantly discussed. A lot of times we'll just sort of share these stories because sometimes it's hard for someone who isn't disabled to understand how angering an interaction like that can be. And so we'll tell each other and then we'll sort of laugh. And sometimes we will ask for advice. And it's very hard based on your personality, based on what region you live in, based on how accessible your town is. It seems like there's a different way to deal with it. Minneapolis is an incredibly accessible town, except for the snow. If you live in some older towns or in towns that do not enforce the ADA quite as well, you might need a lot more help from strangers, maybe to get over curbs and things like that.
Are there ways in which people can offer to help that do work for you?
I think that it's very individual. In my mind, if at all possible, imagining that a person with a disability does not have a disability and just watching for struggle and offering to help seems to make most sense. There have been times when I have definitely needed help if I'm in my wheelchair or in one of those scooters at the drugstore or something, and I need something on a top shelf. There is something that I think binds us together when I ask a person who's just walking along, would you lend me a hand? Would you mind getting down that aspirin for me from the shelf? And they say, sure, and they get it down. And I feel good that someone cared enough to help me when it wasn't their job, and they feel good that they could connect to another person in this way. And I think that is a wonderful way of connecting and of helping each other. When you are genuinely helping people with what they really need, it's part of what makes us human. It's part of how we became human.
It sounds to me like you're somebody who really values your independence. Has it been a challenge to learn how to ask?
Yes, and that's, I think it's really important to almost every American that I know, being independent. For me in particular, I'm an extremely, extremely physical person, and I still am. I still work out probably more than most. I know that my physicality is part of what attracted my spouse, and especially when I first became disabled, that was difficult, not because my husband liked me any less, but because I was afraid that it would change who I was in a really fundamental way. It turns out that it didn't, but I do need to ask for help. And having only been disabled for 4 years, my house is still set up for an able-bodied person. So if I'm having a bad night and I need to be in the wheelchair, I need to ask for help to get almost everything down. Just in basic things, like if I want a drink of water, I need to ask my spouse to get me down a glass. And I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And it makes me feel like less of an adult. Even though it's necessary, I really need that drink of water. And then there are times when I'm hit so badly that I need him to help me drag me up the stairs, frankly, so I can get to bed. And asking for that help and then receiving that help from someone with whom you have a sexual relationship, really, that takes some negotiating.
What does he say?
Jan is kind of an amazing person. He is always willing to help. We've had a few moments where I became angry that he didn't anticipate something that I would need. I always need my wheelchair in museums, for instance, and he very kindly loaded the wheelchair into the car for me. And when we got there, I saw that he had not checked the tires, and you really need to fill them every time. And he hadn't done that. And I yelled at him, oh, this is so embarrassing to remember. I was just so angry that he hadn't anticipated that need for me. So I've started kind of taking for granted that he's just going to assume certain things. So we're still kind of negotiating those sorts of things.
Is part of the difficulty for you in being able to ask for help that it feels humiliating?
Yes. Yes, it definitely does. I mean, MS is a progressive disease. I'm assuming that I'm going to be needing more and more help, and I hope that we'll be in a financial situation where I can actually hire people to do some of the really, really personal, intimate things that I would just prefer that my spouse didn't do. I feel like having a barrier between those two things will help me to feel as if we're in a more equal relationship, but we might not be able to afford it. He might need to be doing a lot of very intimate, you know, bathing, bathroom kind of things for me as we get older. I'm very nervous about that. I think that when you're in an ongoing relationship with someone, when one person is doing almost all of the helping, it's very hard not to constantly feel beholden. And I still haven't figured out how to negotiate that. And that's a very uncomfortable place to be in.
Sounds like it's a question of grace. How to accept a gift or help with grace.
Yes, I mean, it's very similar to being able to accept a compliment. I've learned how to do that, and so I'm confident that I will learn how to negotiate this with Jan, but so far, I'm still working on it.
Hadar Copley Woods has been living with MS since 2007.